We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Ahoy, ahoy. Happy Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Stretch it out, man.
Here we go.
Your spine's supposed to crack? You get a back pop there?
Oh.
Then that, no matter what, even if you didn't think you needed to feel better, if you do like a, and it cracks,
yeah,
you feel better.
Just pop your back a little bit. It does feel great.
It's good stuff. Now I'm ready.
Stretch it out of nowhere. We both got itchy face. Cody and I do.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what's going on.
Just this weather.
What about it?
Just the humidity and the air quality and the ragweed and the pollen. And
does it ever get better? Because it's not getting better at all.
It doesn't ever get better. It just gets different.
Oh, all right.
It's like seasonal. You know what I mean? Like, this will move into...
But, like, every season is a season.
Yeah, but, like, right now, like... you couldn't hear it because there's nothing there. I can breathe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just... Right now, I am itchy, and
mine's
then
just the itchy.
If I go outside and it's, you know, with the heat, then you get that, like... where you get wheezy.
Like, we keep saying it's seasonal, but it's never seasonal. It's always, every season is the season.
It's every season. It's just little different allergies for everyone.
Jesus is the reason for the season. Kids, bring it in.
Oh.
Toxic 40, morning lads. Second day of watching you on Twitch. You're going to get me in trouble at work. What do you do, Toxic Hands?
Is that because we talk about penises and such?
And bungholes.
Oh, buttholes.
A butthole.
I thought you were going to lecture, Father.
Yeah, but then I got to stand up, and I'm feeling too lazy right now to stand up.
I prepped for you. I stood.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is how the kids that listen.
You know who love to have kids gather around and share his wife's story with?
I'm going to shatter my groin.
Yeah, you really are. Put your leg down. That's a really high for you to put your tiny legs.
More stretching.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. It's a good morning stretch.
There you go.
Oh, remember that one from gym class, ladies and gentlemen? Where you pull your foot back to your butt.
Yeah.
Little thigh stretch.
Yeah, you do.
Oh.
There you go.
That helps today. And this is today. Now, let's see. It's Tuesday, so it took 3 days for my thighs to not burn from Thunder Island.
Oh, from walking, yeah. There you go, bud. So Toxic 40 Hands is an electrical rewinder in Ireland. Now, I don't know what that is.
Oh, no.
We know what electricians are, but what's a rewinder? Like, you have to go and be kind, rewind?
That's what I was going to say. There was a result of us not being kind and rewinding.
This guy.
It all got backed up, and now this guy has to do it forever.
He has to spend his life rewinding the tapes that you guys never rewound.
And Blockbuster and all those have been out of business forever, and he's still going.
He's still doing it, guys.
How insensitive we all were.
Look at what you did to this poor man over there in Ireland who's watching us on Twitch.
We're jerks. Mm-hmm. I feel like a jerk.
How was your Monday? Did you catch any Olympic stuff?
No, only because I was like, all right, let me take a day to not watch anything. That way, when they show stuff today that inevitably was from yesterday, I will be on kind of that Olympic schedule now, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Where I will be right along with it.
Huh?
I think.
I tried to watch handball, had no idea what was going on.
Is that on just the court?
Yeah, and it looks like you're doing soccer, but you're doing the opposite, where you're just throwing it to each other.
Yeah.
And then I have the same questions that I have in lacrosse, is, well, okay, just go all the way then.
That one I know only because I've watched that a few times, and I just watched it a couple days ago, and I heard him say it a couple times. If you land inside of that, I don't know what color the area was. It was red when I was watching it. Mm-hmm. If you land inside that, it's fine. Like, say I go to shoot.
Yeah.
I can go like this.
He's jumping, and then, okay, you can take two steps, essentially.
You can take as many as you want inside it if you land. But if I take, like, a step inside and then throw, you can't do that.
See, you've already lost me. I don't know what's going on.
You can jump from outside of the area and land inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take a step inside of it, plant throw, no good.
See, you've already lost me. Did you see the 17-year-old from Alaska? Lydia Jacoby won gold swimming. I didn't even know you could swim up in Alaska.
All right, so she's 17, so I don't feel too bad for calling her hot yesterday. We looked at it. She was on the NBC Today.
Oh, that's who we talked to?
I think.
Lane three. Challenging Schoonmaker. We've got 10 meters left. Lydia Jacoby, the 17-year-old from Alaska, is putting on the surge of her career. And Lydia Jacoby is going to win gold for the United States.
There you go, man. Nice. Congratulations, Lydia Jacoby of Alaska. I didn't even know you could swim up there.
All right, good for her. Oh, no, that's not who I thought it was. But that's awesome, man. Yeah. Oh, this was the young lady that they showed her doing just like trial stuff a couple days ago. And they showed her, she's already calling her like such a local celebrity because she has such a small town in Alaska.
Yeah.
That she's already like the biggest thing that's ever happened.
That's and she'll cool. have another 10 years, I would think, swimming, right?
That's what's cool with all this stuff is that they've got some time if they're, you know, something like this.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have another, I mean, if you're 17, I mean, damn.
There was an SU alum, Katie Zafris, who won bronze.
What's she doing? What was she doing?
I don't know what she did. I saw Brent Axe tweet about it.
I can't see what it says. I can't either. It doesn't say.
What?
It just says SU alum. Cool, man. What's the medal count, yo?
I don't know.
USA, USA.
How much longer do they go?
August something.
Oh, all right.
I forget. July 23rd to August. Why did 10th pop into my head? I feel like that's too long.
U.S. is tied.
Oh.
Okay, so we China? Have the most medals.
Okay, all right. Medal count.
22, we top. Have the most medals.
Gold, though.
China's has the second most.
Okay.
But we are tied for the most gold with China. China.
What do they got? What do we got? Seven?
We have nine, they have nine.
Nine?
They have five silver, we have five silver. We have eight bronze, they have seven bronze. We're pretty neck and neck with China there, guys.
We're right there.
Okay.
We got to start pulling away in some of the events we're good at.
What is ROC? Oh, that's Russia, but they can't be Russia anymore. That's right. Remember how Russia can't compete because, you know, it's Russia.
Yeah, yeah.
So now they're the
it's like
Russian. What is it? What does ROC stand for?
I forget, but it's, well, let me look it up because it's something.
ROC, because I keep seeing ROC doing well and I go, Jay-Z's Rockefeller Records is performing?
Yeah, man. Russian Olympic Committee.
Russian Olympic Committee. That's what it
so
stands
they're
for.
Like, you can't
so it's
be
not
here.
Russia.
But you
but
can
we are
be
from
here.
Russia, so it has no bearing on the...
In Russia, Olympic come to you.
Yeah, but you guys really can't compete because you cheated a lot. No. We are different to Russians.
I do steroid for big strong.
I do not know Vladimir Putin. I don't know who he is.
I do steroid for winning competition. No?
No?
Yeah.
I do all brain drugs and I lift ox? No, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I pick up two ox on way to work, carry an arm.
No?
Is that no good? I pick up wife, throw over house. Is that no good?
So that's why I keep seeing their name pop up. Japan's third in medal count. Great Britain. They're fifth, but we're kicking their ass.
Whatever,
so hard.
Man.
So hard.
And they might as well get the ass kicked in that one war we know oh so well. Might as well let them get a couple medals in.
Swing by, say good morning to us on Twitch, twitch.tv/KRONENY. As it's going to be a nice day, high of 84, but there is some rain coming through, so I don't know what that means for you guys, but I don't know if you got plans outdoors today, golf tournaments.
It says later today.
What, you got barbecue going on, guys?
Strong storms.
There it is.
Coming in.
There it is. Some wind, some rain.
Yeah.
But we are always hot in Twitch. We'd love to hear from you in there, twitch.tv/KRockCNY.
Are you barbecuing?
You want to hit the BBQs, bro?
You do some barbecues.
Put some ribs on? What's going on?
Ooh, it's a slab of ribs from...
You guys barbecue over there in Ireland, Toxic Hands? Is that a thing you guys do over there? Is that like is that a worldwide thing, barbecuing?
I wonder.
Or is the climate not conducive to multiple outdoor barbecues?
One per country?
Yeah, let me know.
There's just one guy in Ireland that's got one and he passes it around. It'll be my turn next summer. Here's the ting.
315-364-109 K-Rock text line. Would love to hear from you in there. Presented by Adirondack Food and Fuel. I got to get my life together, Cody. Falling apart over here.
That's it. Taking him up to rehab.
Getting to a program or something, for real. Good morning, everybody. So whenever I see headlines like this, I don't even go any deeper until we're on the air because I want to explore it with you guys.
That's good, because usually your problem is you can't go any deeper.
I go deep enough.
It's so deep.
It's so deep.
And so deep.
Yes, it's in. Why?
It's been in for an hour.
No, it hasn't. No, it never has.
I've just been waiting here.
When I read the headline, man running in giant inflatable hamster wheel washes up on beach in Florida, I go, all right. What's going on here, bud?
Nah.
I want to see it together.
Nah, no more than the headline. You don't need any more than that. You take it at its face value and you move on with your life.
Now, I have the news story. If you want to see this guy in the bubble, go to twitch.tv/KRockCNY. He's apparently doing it for charity.
Yeah.
It's like a giant inflatable hamster wheel. He's trying to cross. Is it the whole ocean? Yeah, he's trying to cross.
Oh, God.
The entire ocean in this floating hamster wheel.
I thought like they only had air for.
No, his is like open on the ends, not the ball. It's like a wheel. You'll see.
Oh, like that, like.
About what happened.
Like they get running thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
All new tonight at 10, only in the Sunshine State. Here we go. A Central Florida man walked on water.
Luckily, it was all for charity. Fox 35 News has this exclusive story.
That would make me want to quit the news right there. One pun of a headline in, and I would like, that's it.
I bust on your balls a lot, news.
I'm done.
What's the competition to always be exclusive with things? Like, there's weird news commercials where they'll be like, we've got the best weather.
Right.
No one's had better weather than us ever.
Right. They always think they're one-upping with their breaking news.
They're like, nobody has the exclusive interview with the hamster wheel guy?
Right. Well, probably because no one else asked.
Yeah, nobody was there.
No, there was probably another news guy walking by with a microphone and like, he had it and he saw the hamster wheel guy and he like pulled it away. It was like, no.
No, we're not doing this one.
No.
This is a guy that's trying to cross the ocean on an inflatable hamster wheel.
What an idiot.
Show people. Anything you want, do it. No listen to anybody. You're chasing your dream.
Oh, it's a dream.
Reza Bellucci is no stranger to the water. He calls this contraption his bubble. But his bubble washed ashore in Flagler County early Saturday morning. Deputy said a concerned citizen reported seeing it in the hammock area. Bellucci says that he was running on water for a good cause.
I think hammock is like an air, like a town. Like he saw it in the hammock area.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm going to need more info than that.
So, like, the best way I can describe it, and I hate to reference American Gladiators as much as we do, but you know the giant metal balls they ran around in American Gladiators?
Yeah.
He's got one of those, but with big floatable buoys on the outside, so it's floating.
It almost looks like a dunk tank with boat, like, the side. Like, all right, throw the side things over because we're about to dock.
The buoys.
Yeah.
And the bumpers.
Yeah.
And I don't know, again, I am in no way a physicist or a professional boatologist.
I am. What's up?
But I would be pretty confident in saying that just getting in a thing that you have to run in a circle in isn't going to propel you across the water.
It might.
Slowly.
I was going to say you'd have to keep up a decent speed for a minute. You know what I mean?
To get
above the water, I feel like it's just going to sink, and then you're just kind of like halvesies in a thing because it's kind of floating because it's got floaties, but it's also a giant metal thing with holes all over it.
Like, I would have the knowledge enough to speak to my man here and say, the whole idea of a hamster wheel is that it stays in place, friend. So by putting that on the water, don't think that you've cracked some kind of code because you're doing the opposite.
Right? Meanwhile, everybody with a boat ripping by is going, you're not smart.
You're not smart, guy.
You're not smart.
This is a man who's been running inside of an inflatable hamster wheel to try to cross the ocean.
Yeah.
Having terrible luck doing it. No, no surprise.
Not working.
My goal is raise money not just for homeless people. Raise money for Coast Guard. Raise money for police department. Raise money for fire department. There is a public service they do for safety, for other help other people.
Green light. Green light.
This isn't Bellucci's first attempt. Back in 2014, he had to be rescued from a hydro bubble near St. Augustine. His second attempt was in 2016, where he had to be rescued from a hydropod just off the coast of Jupiter.
Like, how many times are you going to rescue this guy?
Right? And then does that... That's free?
Right? Like, somebody has to pay for that.
Right? Someone's going to have to pay for having to rescue a guy in a hydropod off the coast of Jupiter.
Who just keeps going out there in his big floatable, like, contraptions.
Makes sense, though. Boys do go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
They do. They do.
It just
like
shows it.
Like, again, I don't want to see anybody die, but at some point our Coast Guard has to be like, you get one, dude.
Yeah, I was going to feel, again.
We'll give you one.
This one doesn't work. The Coast Guard's going to drive by and be like, how many times is this
yeah,
now?
Yeah, yeah.
You done? You done trying
are
to take
are we done
a,
doing this?
Take a thing with holes in it out into the ocean?
A tactical dildo on Twitch was a great point. He's raising money for the Coast Guard because it keeps costing them thousands of dollars to rescue him.
It also, they should send him a letter and be like, can you just give us the money?
Yeah, stop.
Just give
just
us money.
Stop going out there.
Because how is he raising money? I always like that when someone's like, no. I'm doing this for charity.
Okay,
no, I'm doing
just give us the money then.
No, but I'm doing it for charity.
Right.
I'm biking from Florida to New York for charity.
Right, okay. Well, where's the money then?
No, I'm doing it for charity.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I'm biking for charity. How?
Well, because when I bike,
well,
charity happens.
Charity.
Yeah, but where's the, you're like the underpants gnome.
Yeah.
Get on bike,
and I'm gonna
profit.
No, I'm going to go get charity. No?
So it was like, he has to raise money somewhere.
Right.
And I don't hear that part yet.
Is he like, yeah, I went out and told my friends, I'm going to go on a hamster-like ball in the ocean
like,
for charity, okay. But here's the catch. Your charity. Can right. I have $50,000, please? So that way when
but
they're
now
like,
you gotta give me monies.
I need you to give me money. That way when they say, hey, I thought this was for charity, you go, I go, yeah, look, here's $50,000. This is charity.
Yeah,
let me
right.
not play my hamster ball in the ocean. Rich
and that's
people
not,
suck.
Well, and that's not an excuse. Like, you can't just do something dumb, and then when it's dumb, you can't just say, oh, no, I was doing it for charity.
Well, it's for charity.
Okay, what charity? Well, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Even if it's for, you can name a specific charity. It's just,
like,
how?
I can't get naked, run all the way through downtown, and then when I get arrested, go, no, I was just doing it for charity.
Well, I'm doing it for the Carolyn Baldwin Cancer Research
Fund.
Yeah,
see, there you go.
I took my putt out in public for cancer research.
Toxic 40 Hands, thank you for that tier one sub in Twitch. Appreciate that. This is a dude in a hamster wheel trying to cross the Pacific Ocean. Oh, no, the Atlantic Ocean. He's over here in the East Coast.
Gina Laspina has been on Bellucci's bubble journey for years. She says he has a GPS tracking device so family and friends know where he is at all times.
He's a survivalist. He can survive anywhere for days, weeks. He's got food. He's got water. He's got everything he needs to keep him safe.
Bellucci says he's raised lots of money, but most importantly, he will never give up on his dreams.
I'm never give up my dream. For never stop. They stopped me 4 or 5 times. I never give up.
Listen, I'm all about you doing your dreams, bro, but...
It's a dumb dream.
It's a dumb dream. And they just showed footage of him on the ocean doing it.
Yeah.
He wasn't making forward progress.
No.
He was going in a circle like a hamster wheel would.
Yep. Like, I just... Like, no offense. You seem like a pretty smart engineer, and he's got some ability to create, and he's got some smart friends.
Yeah.
But... You almost seem stupid. He seems dumb.
Yeah, like, this is not a smart... Maybe try another thing.
Like, do you not have friends around you that are like, dude, this is dumb as hell.
Right.
You look stupid. Point blank, you look like an idiot.
Like,
and you sound dumb. I will never stop trying to go for my dreams.
But it's not a physically possible dream.
Well, it stopped me 4 or 5 times, but I'll never give up. Like, all right, cool. So you're just going to keep wasting people's money.
Just keep doing it.
This is the guy that when they're like, would you like to donate a dollar for child cancer research, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, man, you guys still ain't cured nothing yet? Because they're like, yeah, the dollar's going to this dumbass out.
Gotta pay for his bubble wheel.
I gotta pay for my bubble. That way when I am out raising money for charity, I can actually be raising money for charity.
Like, I like the idea of me just saying, I need to, okay, guys, I'm raising money for my invisibility fund. I'm going to get invisible soon. I'm going to keep trying to get invisible.
Yeah.
But I got to have some, I got to have that money to keep it going.
Give me a lot of money. I'm going to keep, you know, spending some on this, spending some on
invisibility studies.
Well, and the fact that I live right on the beach.
Yeah.
Like, this is working out well for me because
I got to have that jet because if I don't have that jet.
You need a jet pack. How am I going to score chicks if I'm not ripping around in the beach?
Bingo. I don't know what's going on with me. I don't know, man.
Are you a hungry monkey? Sleepy monkey?
Oh, I'm always a hungry monkey and a sleepy monkey.
Oh, I didn't know if there was something else this time. You're a different type of monkey right now?
No, it's what I did yesterday, Cody. You probably already forgot what I did yesterday.
Yep.
But I was telling you about it when I left, and then I did it.
Yeah, okay.
And then my wife was confused.
I guess she pulls in and just sees you go, whoa!
Well, no!
Hey! That spot's in the driveway, not for your car anymore.
I don't know how to explain what's going on with me, guys. I'm not doing it. I'm not aging well.
He's picked up a hobby.
Yeah, but... So I'm in here yesterday. Backstory, all right? If I may. I have mentioned many times that I'm interested in, like, RC cars and model trains and stuff. And when I talk about that, usually a show bro will invite me to, like, a Facebook group where there's, like, people doing that hobby.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in ghost groups, and I'm in, you know, model train groups, and I'm in RC groups. Yeah, because I'm awesome.
Model train group.
Yeah, because I'm awesome.
Man, that group is probably just getting laid left and right.
We can't even fight the ladies off us. They're so horny for us.
You probably don't even have to. They probably just steer clear of you because they know that it's not worth, you know, trying to get in your guys' busy schedule
so much. Don't interrupt, dude. Don't interrupt my 425 to Chicago. I got to get that on the tracks.
He's not kidding me. They don't have that, like,
Okay. But let's not get sidetracked.
Yeah, let's get back to the real.
Let's get back to the real thing. So, I get added all these groups. And the last one.
Hey, what was that last one you mentioned?
Was like an RC car and truck group. And a couple of Christmases ago, my mom got me like an RC monster truck thing. And it's been awesome.
Yeah. No, those are awesome.
So I get served these, like, if I'm on Facebook, it's all these, like, dudes who are like, yeah, look at these monster trucks, these RC cars, all this stuff. I'm almost 40 years old.
Yeah, but it goes back to that. Back in the day, those were some of the... Those are like the peak commercials. Like you.
Dude, goes back
remember
to.
Remember those?
Yeah, but it goes back to the things you couldn't afford as a
That's
kid.
That's what I'm saying. You would see those commercials and you're like, oh my God, that car just did a flip off of a rock cliff and was fine. But there was no chance in hell you were going to get one of those because you knew they were expensive. So it was almost one of those things you didn't even bother asking for.
I've never.
So you didn't even get it.
Like, that's a thing that I have trouble getting over with in my adult life is, like, if you want something, you can get it.
Yeah.
But I either feel guilty because I'm spending money on something.
Yeah.
Or it's like, you don't need that. You're an adult man.
Well, you don't need it, but, you know.
Yesterday I'm sitting here.
Why the hell not?
Cody and I always check in on each other at the end of the day. Like, at the end of our day. So he's finished with his stuff. I'm wrapping up with my stuff. And I go to him that I'm going to stop by the hobby store. Because I've been watching all these videos of these guys with their remote control cars.
Yeah.
Long story short, I stop at the hobby store. I just want to see what they have.
So anyway, he comes in. I start blasting.
So, yes, I bought an RC monster truck. Here's the walkthrough of it, Cody.
Okay.
So I get this, I go to the hobby shop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fella who's looking to tinker a little bit? I'm a tinker, you know that.
Oh, no, you asked him?
Yes.
Oh,
and
boy.
I go, what's a starter? What's a good way to get into this?
And he turns his sly smile and he's like, got him.
These guys are super great.
That's what I mean. Oh, they know they got you now. Now they got their hooks in you.
And there were so many options.
I was going to say, you don't think they don't know that this stuff is addictive?
And I go, I just want to be like, you know, driving around the yard. I like the monster trucks. He showed me a thing. And yeah. I got this. I bought this monster truck because I'm an adult.
Hey, Yuri, you just want to get high and play with monster trucks.
Like adults do, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is where I got embarrassed. I got the Traxxas Hoss, which is like it's a 4x4 monster truck.
You got the Hoss.
Again, there's a lot going on, guys. So my in-laws live next door.
He's not overcompensating for anything.
I get home. Mm-hmm. I get home. My wife and kids are next door at the pool. Yeah. We don't have a pool. They're next to them next door. And I get to go between, like, there's a field between us.
I already know where this is going.
So.
And I can already see it, and I can already picture the look on your face.
So.
But go ahead.
I get this new thing together.
Mm-hmm.
And the battery's only got a little bit of a charge in it, but it's got enough for me to go play in the yard for a minute.
Yeah.
So, I want you to picture my wife, mm-hmm. my poor, lovely wife of coming up.
Yep.
Next week's our anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, 50 years we've been together. So,
55
no,
years.
It did not go in the pool. I don't know. You're trying to jump into that.
No. That's not where I'm going.
So, I they're out by the pool,
mm-hmm.
and I can only imagine. They hear.
Yeah.
And she sees me
just
walk into her parents' yard with a controller and this bright orange monster truck ripping around the grass. And she's. My wife is really one of the funniest people I know. You would never know because she's, you know, still keeps to herself.
Just brings up her phone, Google.
No,
bring
here it is.
Saved divorce paper.
Here it is. So she's sitting in. She just got out of the pool. She's sitting there at the table with her parents,
mm-hmm.
and I'm ripping around in my monster truck. And I walk over next to her and I sit down right next to her, and she just does this slow turn to me, and looks at me and goes, "What's going on?
Got a monster truck? Do you?
I got a monster. What are you talking about?
Hey, buddy, you got a little truck.
What'd you get there? You got a truck there?
Yeah, Del.
And I go, yeah, I got this today.
She goes, monster truck.
She goes, so you left work on a Monday and mm-hmm. just decided today's the day to get a
yeah.
monster truck?
Yeah, monster truck today.
I go, yeah, I decided that.
Yeah. Goodbye. That's all I can picture. Is
and
you
she just looked at me like, what's...
Coming from the path with just that look on your face
yep,
with that
yep.
poo-eating grin.
Yeah.
The controller and a little car in front of you.
Just whipping around. It does bunny hops.
Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch. Hey. Yeah. Watch me take. Hey.
Yeah. Look at this jump.
Hey. Watch it all go over this jump.
Yeah.
Yes, Josh, we're watching you. Yeah, but watch, though. But
yeah.
watch, though. But really watch.
And she's been nothing but supportive. So she's not upset.
Up till today.
Up till today.
Until get home and.
Yeah.
Not only is she at her parents' house, but so are her things.
You got a couch at that new place, Cody? Or?
Yeah, right. I was going to say, we can double up if you want to do a head-to-toe.
So, but now the good news is that I've got a monster truck, and then the one my mommy got me 2 years ago, now we got that truck, so the kids and I can go play in the yard.
Now you need one more. That's going to be a thing. You're going to have two?
Well,
you're going to pick one kid? You are the chosen one today.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to have one more.
Let's go race them.
Right? Gonna have to.
But they got me all freaked out. Because I guess these are like batteries. These are like the real batteries. The LiPo batteries that go on these things.
Oh, that like pack?
Yeah, it's the pack.
Thing. Yeah.
But they're like, they're like, you better go put this in the LiPo bag because sometimes these batteries explode.
Who said that?
Well, the hobby guy. And then everybody on the internet's like, just store these in a safe bag because sometimes they explode. And I go... We should probably...
This is going in the garage. Oh, you don't have a garage.
I don't have a garage.
This is going to the basement.
Of course I don't have a garage, because he's spending money on RC cars. See, I was helping. I'd be my wife there. Yeah, the LiPo batteries can explode sometimes.
Yeah, we're going to have to get a couple more of those. Because where we are is we have that big parking lot over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got, so you can do some off-roading, depending on where you are, so it doesn't get a needle in the tires.
Yeah.
Got a good little area for all that.
I don't know. It brought me joy.
Now you're going to have to start doing, like, expanding.
To what?
I was watching a guy the other day because over at that Chapman Park, people fly their planes.
Mm-hmm.
You got like a plane.
I don't know if I want a plane, but they do have cool helicopters over there.
Helicopter. That's
and
fine.
Those RC boats look fun too, but I don't know where I'd go with those.
See, that I was telling you that I've got an old RC boat that it still works, I would imagine. But it's like this big. It's pretty big. But I brought it with me once again over to Chapman Park.
Yeah.
But I never put it in the water because I'm too afraid that it's going to get out of my range, and I'm going to have to hop in the water to get it. In which case, it's gone forever.
Oh,
I'm not hopping in the water to go and get it. Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's my latest bad decision.
Yeah, get a gas powered one.
No, I wasn't interested in those. He was explaining to me that, like, you have to adjust the motor if, like, the weather changes, and I go, I'm not getting into that.
Oh, yeah, I told you that. A guy I used to work with, it's a whole world.
Oh, it's a whole world. I'm not looking to get into that world.
You got
to
tinker with them. Yeah, dude. And
I'm a tinkerer. I like to tinker.
Oh, yeah, you are a tinkerer.
I really do like to tinker.
Yeah, just go ahead and get it. That's what you get when you let your heart
play. So people gross me out. I mean this in the nicest possible way, but I am silently judging a lot of you this summer. Because I can't relate to it. Like, I'm so into being clean at all times. And all of you post your camping photos, and I'm sure you're having a fun time.
Yeah.
But all I can think about is how hot it is, and you're not showering, and it's just like a sweaty pile of sleeping bags.
Yeah, but if you're at a campsite, though, it's usually it's got some water around, and you're not dirty in the sense of that, like, you're spending all day, like, going to the mall and, like, running errands and stuff.
You're sweating in the out of doors.
But you're not, though. Like, even if it's, like, 100 degrees, I mean, if it's 100 degrees, you're sweating. Mm-hmm. But, you know what I mean? No one's just, like, sitting at a campsite sweating.
Like, I think a lot of it stemmed from watching that Woodstock 99 doc where everybody was just gross for 4 days.
Yeah, I was going to say, stuff like that, yes, but that's not camping.
Unwashed, you know what I mean? Like, stinks.
I bet if I were camping for 4 days and didn't shower for four of them and most people were just hanging out doing their normal everyday stuff, they would get way dirtier than I would get camping. Because camping, like, you're just hanging out in the woods. You're not doing anything.
What do you do in the morning to, like, get your teeth clean?
You go brush your teeth.
With, like, a bottle of water or something?
There's tons of places to go where there's water. They have little, like, things where you can just, like, fill up something real quick. There's bathrooms all over the place.
Okay.
You just use a sink.
Well, that's neither here nor there because it ties into how gross some people can be to me.
Yeah. No, some people are disgusting.
And Good Housekeeping did a story. Well, they... Just like on how often you clean items in your house. Dude, 2% of 2% of Americans claim they have never washed their pillowcases. Never washed their pillowcases.
No, that's gross to me when you see people that don't have, like, bedding on their bed or no pillowcases on their pillows. No, that stuff's disgusting.
And they're just on the mattress or something.
Yeah.
Like, how
just
do
using
you
using the pillow?
How do you go forever and not wash your pillowcases and all the face oil and the sweat?
Yeah, you gotta. No, you gotta. Ugh. No,
Big Dog says all the stuff in the studio and you're complaining about pillowcases.
What?
I don't think the studio is that dirty.
Oh, I see. No, like you literally poop like when you fart.
You know, that's true.
That's what, yeah.
No, but like a pillowcase is full of oil and drool.
No, I got what you're saying.
Boogers.
I couldn't imagine if I just used the same pillowcase over and over and over and over and over. That'd be gross.
How, like, how would people go that long without wanting to wash their pillowcases?
They do it, dude. Or
don't without, you people know the joy of clean sheets?
Or without washing their bedding and stuff like that.
What?
There's definitely people that don't. They do, well, you got to think. They just don't worry about hygiene that much. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Like, not, none. Like, do you not know the joy of fresh out of the dryer sheets some, on the bed, made
tight? Some
people
tight, don't. No.
And you just slide right in there? Oh.
And for the most part, a lot of these people, like, I'm not saying any areas, but you know what I mean? You get that, like, real backwoods, like, you're in a trailer, kind of.
How dare you?
You don't have, well, I'm saying you don't have a, you don't have
you don't
a
have
washer
a pillow
dryer.
Or a washer dryer, right?
I mean, you, yeah, you might not have a pillowcase.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you don't have a washer dryer, so, like, you don't do your stuff all that often.
Ugh. And how many of you, I got another question, because somebody just texted this in. How many of you are still sleeping baby style, meaning no pillows at all? Like, you're just face down on the mattress.
What?
Baby style.
No, nobody.
There's adults that'll sleep baby style.
No, yeah, because they're used to that because you didn't get pillows in the psych ward.
Is anybody out there sleeping baby style? Sometimes it hits different, man. If you got no pillows on the bed, you can just lay out face down.
No. Oh, yeah. No, text line. You're a legitimate psychopath.
To not use a pillow when they sleep at night?
Yeah. I can see if you're, like, taking a nap somewhere or something, and, you know, you're just, like, on a couch, or, you know, you lay on the bed just, like, the long way, or, you know what I mean, the different way or whatever, and there's no pillow, maybe. But even then.
But to climb into bed, sleeping on the hardwood floor.
With no pillow?
Yeah, man.
And a hardwood floor. No.
I've got to have a couple of pillows.
Is this an SOS? Are you in prison somewhere?
No, Dan just said a pillow. No pillow is better on my neck. That doesn't make sense, though, because you're laying flat.
Then you got to get a different pillow.
You got to get that cube pillow.
You
got to
get
a
different type of pillow. Because I can see maybe on the hardwood
floor. My pillow.
My pillow. Because I lay on the ground all the time for my back.
Yeah.
But I'll still have something behind my head. And I don't just.
Well. All right. Down on the ground now.
All right. Bedtime. I'm going to sleep now.
Ugh. Yeah, text line. My husband would rather use no pillow than to use one.
Like, I'm not a horse. I'm just laying down in the stall.
There are a few of you that are doing baby style, man.
Why?
Text line, my pillow has to be super thin.
You guys are insane.
LJ, back pain and hip pain, no pillow. Team no pillow is out there.
No. You're all, again, all of you are just used to sleeping with no pillows in your psych ward.
I have a three-pillow situation.
Yeah.
I have one pillow, and then I put my arm on that, and then another pillow goes on that, so my arm is betwixt two pillows.
Yep, I like that.
Like a pair of puffy breasts.
Yep, I like that.
Right there. And then I have my in-between leg pillow.
I feel like a lot of you are having other problems.
What do you
where
mean?
I feel like the pillow is not like, nope, sorry, can't. Pillow breaks my neck.
Oh, they're saying that it helps with their neck pain and back pain?
I feel like maybe you have other issues in which your life needs to differ in order for you to be more comfortable, because I don't think a pillow, of all things, is like, well, yeah. You go to the doctor and it's like, yeah, man, that pillow is messing you up. I highly recommend stop using a pillow. Now, I mean, you might have like have some neck problems. You might have to
like go see a professional?
Yeah. You might want to take care of that.
Now, in-between leg pillow is highly recommended.
Oh, yeah.
I've said this a million times. Fellow big belly guys, if you can get away with it, you got to go get one of those boppy pregnancy pillows. It'll change your life.
I like using a lot of pillows.
It's going to be weird because you're not a pregnant woman, but they go around your belly and then right between your legs. It's the best night's sleep you're ever going to have.
I do like a bunch of pillows and grab them and you give them a little snuggle.
So, like, text line, I have a top cooling pillow.
Oh, I like that.
Repo Man is a thick, hard pillow.
Here we go.
But a lot of you are going team no pillow.
No. But I'm saying that, like Dan, you have neck problems, you have bulged discs, hence no pillow. I'm saying that you didn't bulge your discs from using a pillow.
So now you've gone to the point.
Yeah, I'm saying that, like, go to the effing doctor so you can use a pillow and not have to lay slab. There's no way a doctor went, yeah, man, you're pillowless forever. Nothing you can do.
Hey, man, I don't know what to tell you.
That pillow effed you up.
You got to get that pillow out of there, dude.
If there's one thing I learned in my clinical trials.
Yeah, right.
Is that they tell you in medical school, no pillows.
He walks in. Wait a second. You've been using pillows? Yeah, that's what we do. No!
What did I tell you?
You are being sucked into Big Pillow.
That is true.
Don't need one.
I am falling for Big Pillow.
You are.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I'll hold your neck up while you sleep. I don't want you to sleep with
me. And I got to say, I've never done it.
Just hold.
But I see you guys camping. Going back to this. Not to be gross, like not the gross thing.
Yeah.
But like our friend Nikki went camping from GNC Foods and she slept in a hammock.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people doing that when they go camping, is they just put up the hammock.
Mm-mm.
And I'm very curious if I'd like that, because that's a no-pillow situation.
I move too much.
Yeah?
There's no way. I have to flip all around.
Like, if you're going camping, I would do the hammock because I'm off the ground. If I could get, like, a little cover over it so I don't get rained on, that'd be ideal. But it looks comfortable, but I'm also concerned of, like, if my body can't move and I'm in like a little hammock coffin.
Like, you're all just like snuggled up like, oh, I'm just going to get like that. I like that.
Because it looks like it kind of curves your body a little bit too, that hammock.
Yeah. Where you just,
like you're kind of like a little U-shape in it.
Mm-hmm. You're just like tucked in. Yeah. You're literally just like tucked in like a kangaroo's pouch.
Is that good sleep or not?
I don't know. I've never done it. I'm not really, I don't remember. I know I've been in a hammock. I just don't remember.
We had one growing up, but it was like one of those ones on the metal base and you would flip out of it. It wasn't like a sleepy camping hammock.
No. Yeah. That's all I remember. I've never been in one of these, like, here's a tarp. We're going to fold it. And you can sleep between the trees.
See, a lot of you saying pillow with a hammock is the best night's sleep ever. It's like floating in the womb.
But again,
maybe I got to get one. Maybe my wife can look out in the yard. I'm driving around my RC car sleeping
just,
in a hammock.
You just climb into your hammock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to go sleepies.
It's like a cocoon, they're all saying. But you got to get one with a bug net and a rain cover.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That would be the best way to do it, I would think. Instead of setting up a tent, if you can just tie up a hammock and you're off the ground. Oh! All right, ahoy, hoy. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Your Tuesday topic is presented by Claycom Auto Sales.
We just drove by there the other day.
By Claycom?
Mm-hmm. You and our driving abouts.
This is one of mine. That's why I'm bumping back with it.
I was just going to ask if this was your favorite Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
It really is. So I asked for today's Tuesday topic, what is in the world of singles and playlists? What's an album you still listen to front to back? You put it on.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I want to hear this whole album. Now, Cody, can you think of any?
Yeah, I was trying to think during the break because I said, you know, the Revis one and maybe the AudioVent one. And we mentioned like you can put on like Oasis radio, but
the
Oasis albums are all like that for me.
Yeah, like, they're organized in a good way.
I like all of them. I could put on probably any Oasis album and just go start to finish. But I'm trying to think. There's got to be something in my head that I'm missing that, you know what I mean? That one specific or two specific CDs that like I actually have because 1 through 15 or whatever are all bangers.
Like it's strange because there are I think a lot of it has to do with nostalgia. Like, we came from a time where you had to put a CD in your car and it wasn't going to be jumping around. You were like, this, you took this out of your visor and that's the CD you decided.
Yeah.
But, like, Beastie Boys' Ill Communication is one that I feel like is organized perfectly and I got to keep it on from front to back. They've organized those songs in the way I want to hear them.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Same with Bone of the Clown texting in with Pinkerton. If you put on Weezer's Pinkerton, I want to hear that front to back. I know how that goes. So read me some of the ones that are coming in on the K-Rock text line, Cody.
Let me try to go back again here. Oh, my goodness. Oh, they're all coming in. Fast and Furious. A lot of Alice in Chains, I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
That had you know, a lot of MTV Unplugged albums in general.
Yeah, like, Nirvana, Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
Those Unplugged albums, they're perfect sets. They're put together great. Live albums are always great, front to back.
Ooh. Yeah.
What?
Just to tie it in, now that you say that, that Woodstock album is pretty good.
Which
man.
One, 94?
No, the 99 one. That's like that double live.
Yeah, you brought that up. I don't ever know that.
That's good. It just takes like a song from every band that was there and throws it on there. So there's, you know what I mean? There's, I wonder what they use for Limp Bizkit. I bet they probably use Break Stuff.
I'll have to look it up.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So many of you texting in Zeppelin.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know we were playing Greta Von Fleet's latest right now.
We are. I'm going to debut it.
I'm coming back right now.
I Get Wet by Andrew WK.
Okay. All right.
Good one.
All right.
Kid Rock Devil Without a Cause. Clutch.
Oh.
Psychic Warfare. Oh, what's wrong with me?
Brr. That Devil Without a Cause is such a good album.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. And it goes, like what you were saying, it weaves in and out perfectly from, like, here's a rock song, now he's going to rap a little bit, now he's going to slow it down.
A little bit, yeah.
Here's a hard one. Oh, man. Wow, a lot of people. Wow, look at.
What?
One, two, three in a row. All completely different people, all different Led Zeppelin albums.
Yeah. There's a great one. I don't know if it was very popular, but I had Led Zeppelin live at the BBC, and I listened to that front to back all the time.
So far, Led Zeppelin has been mentioned about 10 times on here.
And I think there's a lot of nostalgia there. Chaos Dragon and Dragoon and Twitch, what's today's Tuesday topic? The question is, what is an album in the world of singles and playlists that you listen to front to back still?
What's funny is you could almost see the generational gap in between some of these texts of people saying, you know, Avenged Sevenfold or... you know, some of these older albums, and then there's people that are like, oh, my first CD was this one from Seether or this one from the Dirty Heads, and it's my favorite, and it's like, oh, my God, that was just from a couple years ago. But would still fine. You know, years don't matter.
There's hundreds of messages coming in right now.
Yeah,
this one came in a bunch because you guys have great musical tastes. The Allman Brothers, Eat a Peach. That's a great album front to back. If you want to get nostalgic...
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, now that I'm going through like a couple of the track listings, a couple of Limp Bizkit albums.
Yeah, dude.
Really good.
That first one, I had it when I was mowing the lawn. $2 bill, y'all.
That would be, there's plenty, but that's one of the first sort of CDs I remember buying because of K-Rock.
Really?
We used to do this thing at night where it would, I mean, every radio station did it, where they'd play like the, you know, the 10 songs from the day.
Yeah.
And that, what was the name of that Limp Bizkit song we played on here?
Faith?
Yeah, no, before that. We played on here for a while, and it, was it Counterfeit?
Oh, yeah.
And it was, and hearing that, I was like, what is this? You know what I mean? I wasn't used to that stuff yet. I hadn't, you know, been brought into that world until I started hearing it. Oh, yeah, I would imagine that real quick it's Sweary McSweartown.
Yeah, great one, guys, coming in. Yeah, Kanye West has a bunch of albums, not anymore, but I used to love just listening to Graduation or, like, what was it, High School Dropout? I like those front to back.
Did you see he... $3 bill.
$3 bill, y'all, yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you calling me an F-head? What'd I say, $2 bill?
Oh,
you don't need
it?
To swear at me.
Yeah, you're an F-head.
You stupid idiot.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
That, did you see, just real quick, Kanye West, how crazy he is? He showed up at an Atlanta game with a pantyhose on his head.
Yeah, so
he's trying some art.
He set up a studio in that stadium
because
he's going to debut a new album at that stadium, but then he also was just wandering around the stadium with pantyhose on his head, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What?
A couple DMX.
Dude, right on.
Coming in.
What is an album you still listen to front to back? Wildflowers by Tom Petty, great one. The Metallica Black Album, great one. A Day to Remember Homesick, great choice.
couple people to mention in 50 Cent.
Good one.
That those albums were pretty cool back in the day with G-Unit.
I would say that one of mine, I think a lot of people would agree with, is Newfound Glory, Sticks and Stones.
Oh, wow. I feel like I don't know as many from them, but I sure as hell know this song.
It was just an album that you had in your car, so you put it on.
Yeah. Now Metallica is starting to rival the Led Zeppelin ones.
Yeah. And it comes back to just, it comes back to the nostalgia, man.
Yeah. And I get it, though. Those early Metallica albums were life-changing for people.
Like, Pearl Jam 10, another great one.
Buffalo, I think, or something?
I don't go to Buffalo.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Del Lago to see Dashboard. He announced Dashboard yesterday.
Yeah, it's one of those, again, where you drop some names, get yourself some on-stage seats, like, literally right on the front of the stage.
Damn right, I better be Jason Klug.
Uh-oh, let's see.
What else is coming in?
Hey, you're fine.
What?
I got your back. You don't have to hate admitting that Dave Matthews was one of yours from back in high school. I love Dave Matthews' band. I also really like making fun of, because it's a very fun thing to make fun of in his mullet. And you know this, a lot of his fans suck. So you can make fun of it. It's all good, but it's also...
I would say...
He's also phenomenal. I love Dave Matthews' band.
The Dave Matthews that... What was it? Him and Tim Raines, that blue CD?
Tim Reynolds?
Tim Reynolds.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
I had Tim Raines from the Montreal Expos.
Yep.
Now, him and Tim Reynolds had that acoustic set.
You liked that?
I would listen to that front to back.
From back in the college days, we definitely would put on, I mean, I'm not sure marijuana was involved, but like you put on that, you know, Live at Red Rocks or Dave Matthews Band.
Dude, a live album, of course.
Dave Matthews Band, the Central Park album.
Is it good?
That's one I could put on from start to finish because it's just good stuff.
Live albums don't count because they're just like, it's a vibe. You're in a vibe.
True. That's true.
I like a good vibe.
Best of Cher.
Oh.
Hey, I'm not knocking it.
I'm not knocking it.
That's fine. You want Best of Cher, then you listen to Best of Cher.
You know, this came in a few times, and I know that they get their balls busted a lot, but Smashing Pumpkins' Siamese Dream is an album that I love listening to front to back.
I agree.
Like, what was the solo I was loving the other day? Hold on a second.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No, Mayonnaise is one song.
That's a very underrated song. There's a couple. We used to play a lot of this stuff, man.
This album, guys, maybe it's just me, but I love the Smashing Pumpkins so much.
Good. I agree.
And then this guitar solo in Geek USA, dude. Hold on a second. Sometimes I like listening to music, guys.
Hold on a second. Them.
Smashing Pumpkins. They were one of my first, and I don't know if they're any good now.
I would want them to only play older stuff.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not a huge fan.
Because now he's like that William James Corgan, and he'll do like all the deeper stuff, and I want to hear the...
Yeah, there was like one song of Swan or whatever, Zwan, that I liked. Other than that, I'm good, dude.
I don't think I liked any Zwan music.
Like one. We played a song from them here. We had a giant autograph thing from them somewhere in here on the wall forever.
Like, tell me this part of this song doesn't crush. Damn, that guitar tone. Oh, I love it. All right, what else is coming in?
A lot of events. Sevenfold, no. Where was that one other one?
Appetite for Destruction is coming a million times from Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. Some Run DMC. Yeah, I like Run DMC.
Cousin Jay says Foo Fighters' Skin and Bones album. Yeah. It does crush, Hoopy. You don't even know. Wu-Tang 36 Chambers is a great one. Dr. Dre's The Chronic is a great one. Super Unknown by Soundgarden. Today's Tuesday topic. What is an album that you still listen to front to back. We listen to a lot of singles and playlists now. What do we still listen to front to back?
Some Wu-Tang.
Nirvana Unplugged is a great one.
Some Wu-Tang.
Killswitch as Daylight Eyes is a great one. Jeremy, Glory Hammer? I don't know Glory Hammer.
I do not either.
I feel like they'd be loud.
Speaking of a Glory Hammer, this next guy.
So keep him coming in. Let me know. Tuesday topic, what is an album that you still listen to front to back by choice? I have a bunch of like deeper cuts. Like Harvey Danger King James version is a perfect album. It's like the best album ever created. You should go listen to it.
Oh my.
Just saying. Jagged Little Pill is a good one too, Dave. We're going to see here in a couple months, actually. Wife and I.
You did. Never mind. I was trying to think. Did you ever get to see her? But that was the one you drove to like Baltimore or something for, right? Or
that was the worst. That was the least smart drive of my life.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's what it was. I knew that you'd seen her before. Nice.
To drive, we drove to see Jason Mraz and Alanis Morissette in Baltimore.
There and back.
And I started to hallucinate on the way back. It was terrible. It was a bad idea.
That's one of the ones where you start the yellow dots start like blurring together and they start doing that thing where it can hypnotize you and mess you up.
I was seeing like beings jump out of the road. Yeah. Jump into the road. It was terrible.
Oh, now that's what I call music 18.
Well, any of those, you go front to back because they're all bangers.
Oh, man, those were good. Kids,
y'all ready
for
this? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Jock Jams Volume 3.
Can't play Jock Jams. I'll get sued.
Really?
I can't.
Because it's a lot of Michael Buffer.
If you just hit play on Jock Jams, he'll sue me.
Somewhere in there. All of a sudden, it'll be in there somewhere.
And if it plays anywhere, then I get sued. I don't want to be sued by Michael Buffer again.
No. Once you're sued by Michael Buffer once, you don't need to be sued by Michael Buffer again.
I don't need it again. I've really been sued too many times, and I'd like to have no more lawsuits.
You checked that bingo card off between the two of us. If it was who could get sued and then also get punched in the face, we'd have a morning show right here.
We really do.
Cards.
You've been punched in the face several times. I've been sued many times.
So, like, you don't get sued anymore, and maybe...
You don't get punched in the face anymore?
Well, we'll see. I don't know.
What if I punch you in the face and you sue me for punching you in the face? Then it's a lose-lose.
I would say, no, that cancels each other out.
Oh, double negative.
That's it.
We were talking for your Tuesday topic. What's an album you listen to front to back? And I got to say, the Lost Highway soundtrack is on that list. So what a bummer. Simone Biles is out at the Olympics.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know, but I was watching her do a floor routine the other day, and she took a misstep and didn't look like anything, but maybe she hurt her ankle or something.
That sucks. She is out of team finals with an apparent injury.
She's already
24-year-old U.S. star, considered the greatest gymnast of all time.
Yeah, already the greatest ever, so she has nothing to prove. It's just, it's every 4 years for this BS.
So now she has to wait till she's 28.
Which is still crazy.
What age did gymnasts finally?
But I was gonna say I have a feeling that because there was a lady that they had on there that was older.
Mm-hmm.
That they were like, this is her final year. She's been doing it for like 30 years.
Whoa.
She was like 40-something, but she was like a Russian. You know what I mean? They were like, you must stay flexible, or we have no use for you. That type deal.
We've been obviously deep into all the Olympic coverages. It's on all over the place. Although, because I can't watch it live in the studio, I do watch the real Gladiators, which are American Gladiators.
We could find it, I bet, somewhere. It's on somewhere, but I don't want to sit here and go through 100 billion channels looking for some Olympic action.
But they were interviewing Susan Tedeschi, or Tedeschi's. She was an Olympian from years past. And she was explaining that as hard as they try to ban sexual intercourse at the Olympics, it's never going to happen.
No.
She said, quote, it's a laughing stock. Sex is always an issue in the Olympic Village. Athletes are at their peak physical condition at the Olympics.
Yeah.
And when the competition is over, they have a lot of energy to release.
Well, you take the most fit, top conditioned athletes of all around the world and stick them all together in
a
little area where there's nothing for them to do but be fit together. They're going to start banging. Which is fine, because that's how you create super athletes.
Yeah.
I got no problem with that.
Yeah, he is right. If we can, genetically modify, horses and ponies and people, have all these super athletes going together.
Yeah, separate.
What do you mean?
I meant, Well, the way I said it, yeah, and then the way you said it, yeah, but I want to split yours in half, though, because I don't want to mix ponies and people.
No, but it'd be funny.
Different athletes, way different videos. But
like, I mean, look at Paulina Gretzky. She's an 11 right? out of 10.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, let's get like an Olympic runner, an Olympic whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let that person make a son, and then they can be a failure on the Cowboys.
Oh!
Cowboys have had some of those guys.
So I believe it. And then when you're done with your Olympic, like, if you've done your thing, say you're, like, on the handball team.
Yeah.
Do you have to go home right after? Or can you hang at the Olympics till they're done?
Immediately get out of there.
Do you really have to get out of there?
I have no idea. I don't really don't know, to be honest with you. No, I imagine you stick around because they do closing ceremonies.
Yeah, so you'd get to hang.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That'd be the most fun ever.
Who do we know? Who's around here?
Who do we know who's an Olympian?
Yeah, there's people that have done that.
I don't know any Olympians.
Who's that lady out in...
Oh, the...
Isn't that horse lady? She's around here. Horse lady, call us if you're listening.
No, I was thinking Winter Olympics lady from up in the Adirondacks. The woman who did the... whatever.
I don't know. Well, if she's listening, holla at us. There's
Can you stay?
People.
Because that'd be so exciting that you're like the first week.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And you're like, dude, I did my event. I'm done.
I mean, forget Tokyo, Japan, because there's a global pandemic and they can't do anything. Mm-hmm. But like when they were in Rio, like, I'm in Rio. Let me just
kick back
and have myself a little vacay
right
now.
Yeah, Aaron Hamlin is who we're thinking of. Yes.
Yeah. Aaron.
Did you get to hang out from Remsen?
Come on down. Let us know. Talk to us.
Did you get to just like hang out? They're all saying, why would you want to hang out in the Olympic Village? I don't know.
Not now.
It's like mini college.
But that's what I mean. Like back, just wherever you are, when they were in better places.
Yeah.
You know, or even in, I mean, Japan's fine. I would love to be in Tokyo, Japan. That'd be phenomenal. Just not during a pandemic where every business out there, I was reading about stuff, like the sporting events, those are all open.
Yeah.
But everything closes, has to close at 8 because they're all under whatever. So, like, once you're done,
yeah.
So you're telling these fit athletes to do your stuff, and then everything closes at 8. So by 8, be home and sit there. Don't do anything.
Don't go anywhere.
Just sit
there.
That's
why they're humping.
Yeah, they're gonna hump everything they can find.
BZ Madden is who you're thinking of for the Horse Olympia.
That's who it is.
Comedy CNY presents the Mandatory Fun Comedy Tour, starring Moody McCarthy and Travis Blunt, this Saturday, July 31st. At the Rome Capitol Theater, followed by fireworks in Rome.
You will like it.
Visit RomeCapital.com to purchase tickets.
Mandatory.
And of course, we'll be giving out a bunch in our Twitch chat this week if you guys want to see. We'll talk to Moody McCarthy tomorrow here on the show on K-Rock. Moody's a good dude, local guy. I've known him for many years. Very funny stand-up, all of that. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Is that magician ever going to come back in that touched my palm?
Who was that?
I forget his name. Leon, is that his name?
Oh, why, you want him to touch your palm again?
Well, I just said I had a magic trick done to me.
You liked it?
I like it. I'm not allowed to go to the magic shows at the library. This is for kids.
I want to be the magic person! No, sir, you're 35.
I want to go. I'm 36 and a half!
All right, so can today be the last day we bring up Aaron Rodgers? Are we done?
No. Nope.
Like, how did we land back?
Because there's nothing else for the NFL to talk about.
To here.
Until tomorrow when all other people are in training camp.
As of 12:30-ish this morning, Aaron Rodgers has officially landed in Green Bay, where he is planning on suiting up for the 2021 season.
That's him.
Like, why did we go...
Because he's a baby.
Why did we take this big roundabout way to have the exact same thing happen?
Because... He is a man that thinks he deserves all of the things, whether or not he's already been given all of the things. So he's going to let you know that he deserves more, whether or not it's a good idea or not. He's just such a baby.
He is expected to play for the 2021 season and then opt out.
Goodbye.
To get the franchise tag.
Fine. Retire.
It would void his final year, so he has 2 years, right? He'll play this year, void his second year, and gets hit with the franchise tag.
Because he, you know, it's not like he just signed a 4-year deal. So you might as well, you know, a year into it go, it's not enough. Like, I'm sorry, Packers fans, but he got you a Super Bowl, but this dude is like, he came into the league with Eli Manning level, like, what a pansy-ass baby. He came into the league crying and whining, and he's going to leave the league crying and whining. He got on draft day, they showed him, he was like the last guy in the green room on draft night, because he didn't go until, God forbid, later in the first round.
Oh, wow, so that's offensive to him.
So every time they showed him, he was just...
grumpy. He was mad, right. Right.
Like, oh no, you went and made millions of dollars, and you got drafted by an NFL team. He's just such a whiny.
Well, how do you play with him now that he's gone? That he's done this.
Well, that's the thing, is that his teammates like it.
Oh, they do.
His teammate, like Devontae Adams, like I said yesterday, broke off long-term extension talk. They like him because of the fact that he is decent, and the guy that's behind him is not. So they're like, no, please don't leave. If you leave, we're screwed because we don't have the ability. Every other player in the league doesn't usually have the ability to do what an Aaron Rodgers can do, where they can just be babies and go, yeah, I don't think I want to play because, where if someone else does that, they'll just cut him. So no one else has that ability. That's the problem.
So this is his last year with the Packers then?
Dude, I wish it was last year. I'm just so sick of him.
514 Studio, thanks for those 200 bits and Twitch. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
And then what? What do you see?
Yeah, well, in Twitch, Aaron Rodgers' problem is he isn't Tom Brady. Yeah. That is one of Aaron Rodgers' biggest problems, is that he's not Tom Brady.
And by the way, I don't think that video of Tom Brady throwing that ball was real. You know, like the spinny wheels that like throw the football?
Yeah.
There was a video going around yesterday of him throwing the football into that. It's got a name. I don't know what the hell the thing is called. And then like it shoots it back at him.
Yeah.
And then he throws it.
Really?
Shoots it back at him. It looked additive to me.
I don't know how that does that, because those things, it starts down here.
The jugs machine.
It starts down here, and it like shoots it forward, and the things spin.
Did you not see the video?
No, but I know of that machine, so I can picture what you're talking about.
I'll show you twitch.tv/KRockCNY.
Interesting.
Yeah, everyone's saying it was real. Definitely wasn't. I can spot some edits.
Huh. That's weird.
I'm trying to find it so you guys can see it. twitch.tv/KRockCNY. All right, yeah, it was on his Twitter. Hold on a second. Because you can see where the thing jumps a little bit. It's like a pitching machine. It's called a jugs machine.
Yeah, he is accurate. It's just, I don't know if he could squeeze it into such a tight little location.
Speaking of, hold on a second. Because I do want to show you this.
And oh my God, I know the text line, you're just trying to bust my chops, but I wasn't a Romo fan, but there in no way at all was Romo anything even close to Aaron Rodgers.
All right,
Romo,
if you haven't seen the video,
this crap.
Jump on twitch.tv/KRockCNY real quick. I'm going to show it because it doesn't look real. You're going to see in the first beginning of it, it looks like a jump edit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's fine. That's real.
My guy, I don't think it is.
No, that's fine.
It has a look like there's this guy that makes really like interesting TikTok videos with super good editing. It has that look to it.
I can see that. I can see that being real though. That wasn't that. I mean, it was very impressive, but no, I can see that. And then that last one there, that convinced me. This last one right
where
here,
where it knocks over the machine.
Yeah, where it falls over and it still shoots it up, and then it falls down like that. I can see that being real.
But if I'm an editor, that's what I would do to trick people. I would give an illusion that it fell over because of the force of the throw.
But Brady is so Brady that I don't think he would allow that.
What, to edit it?
Yeah. I don't see him doing like, hey, let's do a video that makes me look way better than I am. Because he would be like, unless I can do it, I don't want it to be put out there. Not saying, like, I'm not trying to make Tom Brady sound like a you know, like, he's too good for that. I'm saying that, like, he is in his own head too much to where I don't know if he would put out a fake video unless he could do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel
don't
like
know,
he could
man.
Do it
I'm
maybe
watching
once.
It over and over, and it just doesn't look real to me.
He doesn't look real.
Yeah, I mean, he's a gorgeous supermodel looking guy.
That diet that he does is working, man.
Great skin, great hair. Just want to caress you, Tom Brady. Ah, boy.
Oh, boy. He's got a crush on Tom Brady.
But the other thing I wanted to ask you about is this Roman Reigns promo that got edited. Did he riff on this? Because the WWE has edited the promo to cut out the word missionary, I guess,
really?
That's running. So here's what he said last week, and they're running the promo, and they edited it.
Oh, come on.
Coming out here, the same music, the same entrance, the same run to the ring, the same outfit, the same promo. It's the same thing over and over and over. It's like missionary position every single night.
Well, the promo's running, and I guess they edited out the word missionary.
I bet they edited it out on Peacock.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, because Peacock is doing that thing where they try to make it so the world is what it is, and it's not a terrible place, and it's candy and sugar, and everything's happy, and there's no racism, and there's never been anything terrible that WWE has ever done. So they try to edit it. Yep, they edit it all.
But we never even talked about John Cena's return. Like, what's going on with that?
Nothing. It's just SummerSlam's coming up. Cena's going to be in a movie. He's got some time off, so. Mm-hmm. Fans are back in the stands, so Vince was like, all right, let me see here what I can do. And now John Cena has been lumped in with the Goldbergs instead of, you know, The Rock. Now it's John Cena that gets to come back.
But is this his first time coming back?
He's done it a couple times, but this is he's been gone for a minute now. Yeah. So he got a decent reaction from the fans for being gone for so long, but it is what Roman Reigns said. He came back, and it was like he never left. It was the same
music. He's got the jean shorts on, everything.
Same look, same speech, all that whatnot.
Is he going to wrestle or no?
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah. He'll be at SummerSlam. It's kind of like the Summer of Cena on SmackDown and like on Fox when they run the promos for it. It's hilarious.
He's going to wrestle Roman Reigns?
Yeah. Because they're, as far as I know, they're still doing it where they're building up to where Roman won't lose until, and I still think he'll probably beat The Rock at next year's WrestleMania. If they're going to go forward with all of this.
Get The Rock back, you think?
I think they were going to do it for last year. It didn't work out with all the pandemic and all that stuff. But in wrestling terms, they're doing this thing where Roman Reigns is saying he's the head of the family and you must acknowledge me as the head of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And little by little, he's having actual family members like, I acknowledge you as the head of the family and all this other stuff. Where, and if they're going to keep going with this, for realsies, The Rock is actually the head of that family.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where I think they're going with it, where, you know, The Rock.
That'd be pretty huge if he came back.
Yeah, that's an actual cool match and a cool storyline that makes actual sense for wrestling to take a real chunk of life, something real.
So they have till the end of February to get there?
Basically.
Yeah.
They don't need The Rock for the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean,
but The Rock wouldn't lose, would he?
Yeah.
He would?
Yeah, they'll put, because he's lost before. He lost to Cena. He gets
it. But to come back to lose to Roman Reigns?
I think that's what he's going to do. He'll come back to officially, and it'll officially make Roman Reigns one of the biggest stars in the history of wrestling, which is the goal in all of this. Because wrestling has had that problem for a while where the last megastar, where, I mean, you don't even have to watch wrestling. You know who John Cena is.
Sure.
You have to watch wrestling to know who Roman Reigns is.
Yeah, you do. You do.
They go forward with this. It's going to propel him to stardom where in a few years he can then leave and do.
Yeah, because he's getting old too, right?
Well, older, and he's had some legitimate health scares, and he's a good looking dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like he looks like that Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
He should be able to go to Hollywood and make himself some cash.
Yeah, Hambone says Roman and Rock are related in real life, so Rock would lay down for him.
Yeah, it'll be a cool, like, you know, real life meets like fake wrestling stuff. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun.
So that's cool.
Yeah, that'll be neat.
We never touched on the Cena return, but I guess you are right. They're going to use him for something. They got to find stars somewhere, even if it's their old catalog.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with Britney Spears. She's got this new lawyer.
Nice.
They're trying to get her dad off that conservatorship. And her sister, I read yesterday. What is she, Jamie? Lynn Spears, is that what that is?
Yeah, because when you're a mentally healthy or a healthy mental father that, you know, raises her daughter, mm-hmm. right, you should definitely have another daughter and name it after you.
Yeah, he is Jamie Spears, and she is Jamie Lynn Spears.
Yeah, he's super in touch with not being crazy.
But her videos, they make me really bummed out. Like, I think the damage is kind of done. Obviously, Free Britney, we're down with that all day long. But, like, if you follow her on Instagram, that poor girl.
Just, it's years of mental abuse, man. That mess you up. That mess you up.
Well, Cody Mack, delish.com has done it again. Remember our friends who made the popcorn salad and...
Oh, my God. Yep.
They got a new one for you. What goes great with salsa, Cody Mack? You're at a party. You've got a big old bowl of salsa right there. What would be perfect to dunk in that salsa?
Hear me out.
Go ahead.
More salsa.
So a salsa in a salsa. Okay. Now the word salsa is lost all meaning. I can't say it anymore.
Salsa, salsa, salsa.
No, delish.com says Oreos. There is a small but passionate group of people online.
No, again, yep.
Who claim the world's greatest snack is Oreos and salsa.
You're not, you can't just be called oh no, we're a small passionate group. Just if you're crazy as balls and you don't want us to make fun of you.
Nope.
Like, not everybody gets immunity.
Not every idea is a good idea.
Right? No, you can't shame me for my ideas. I'm not. I'm shaming you for one idea you had specifically, and that was to dump your Oreos in salsa, you freaking nutbag.
What they do is, you know how when you buy a pack of Oreos, it has the three columns? They take the Oreos out of the middle column, dump salsa in there, and then that's their tray with the Oreos and the salsa.
And douchebags that like that will be so douchebaggy about it. Well, that's why there is a middle tray.
Or they bring it to the party and they're like, you'd never try to? You've got to try.
Yeah, yep. They'll do something stupid where they'll make you feel like a jerk for not wanting their jerk-ass treat. Ugh.
Like, Oreos and salsa, that don't go together.
No, man.
I have enough trouble giving you guys forgiveness for, like, your Coke and milk or your Pepsi milk combos.
Yeah, some of that stuff, yeah, that's fine.
But this one doesn't make sense.
No, not everything can be comboed. And I smoke a lot of weed.
I hear you, dude.
You know? Like, a lot of things sound really good to me that I'll do.
I love just good snacks, and even this is out of my...
Yeah.
Out of my comfort level.
Like, speaking of Oreos, I even extended my strawberry ice cream thing and put strawberry ice cream in between Oreos.
You did?
I never said I did a peanut butter jelly, but with the peanut instead of jelly, I used strawberry ice cream. I also had Oreos. So I'm like, let me take a little scoop of this strawberry ice cream, put it in the middle of the Oreo, and like, ease you down. Because they were single Oreos, like the original.
Is your ice cream sandwich still in that freezer?
It is.
Well, then you've relinquished all rights to that ice cream sandwich. I'm eating ice cream sandwich.
Why? Because I keep making my own ice cream sandwich.
Yes. There's a second Zem's ice cream sandwich in that freezer.
There's never a good time for it. It's so big.
Well, now's the good time for my belly. So you've lost it. Sorry. That's Who brought fine. Those to us, Emily?
Yeah.
Sorry, Emily. He's relinquished the right to his ice cream sandwich.
They were so big, they're not handhelds. They need to, like, sit at a picnic table at a beach somewhere.
They're the best. They are the best.
Yeah.
What is Katie saying? My son dips chocolate chip cookies in salsa when we're at Moe's?
No.
Katie.
That's because he's a gross, growing little boy, and boys are gross.
And when we do that...
And that's what we do.
Look what I'm doing.
Don't let him fool you into thinking that it's something that's, no, Mom, it's delicious. Try it.
Does he get, like, salsa chunks on it or just a little bit of the salsa juice?
No, we're boys and we're disgusting, and that's how we roll. Yeah.
Ugh. Like, I don't even like salsa chunks on my chips. I just like a little salsa juice.
You just
I don't want the juice on there.
You just like a moist chip. You just like the...
Yeah.
Like, you leave it out in the rain for a little while.
No, but it's got the salsa flavor to it. You know what I'm saying?
I just get you some of them salsa flavored chips. Then you ever had those? The salsa verde chips?
No.
Those are good.
I don't want those.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Text line, guys. No. What about dunking peanut butter and jelly in tomato soup? No.
I see where you're going with that, but no, I don't know if I want that either. You can though. I'll allow you to do that one.
I saw somebody on TikTok the other day. Make a grilled fluffernutter peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Okay. I could be okay with that.
Why'd you have to grill it, though?
Because they wanted to be extra and not use the George Foreman like they should have, or just throw it in like a skillet like a human.
Oh. Meta says, Josh, why don't you just dump your chips in water then?
Yeah.
Because it's not, water doesn't taste like salsa juice. And just, I like the salsa juice.
Dump some hot sauce on them.
But that's not salsa juice.
Yes, it is. That's exactly what salsa it juice is.
Not red hot, is it?
Well, it's just, I mean, it's like a hot, you know what I mean? Depending on your salsa, it could just be like a hot sauce.
Because salsa with the chunks and it's gross. Y'all eating peppers and tomato chunks.
Yeah.
That is gross.
Just, you're just eating soggy chips.
Yeah, I am. Just a little red dunk on it.
A little soggy chip water.
If there's
water.
Queso in the room, there's no even conversation being had.
Little soggy chip water down that. But you won't just shoot back some egg water? Just pour a little egg water into a cup? Mix it in a little bit.
Toss. All right.
It's at least not, we're not like, all right, well, how about this? I put a cup underneath. I hold the tub shroom over it, and then you strain the egg water through the tub shroom. And then, like, whatever chunks.
Snot in it.
Yeah. And then if you want to flip the tub shroom over and, like, give it a smack so some of the...
So I had to just catch my breath there because Cody was forcing me to vomit, but I didn't get to
what?
The new Lay's potato chips here on K-Rock, where we were talking about salsa, how I like my salsa water.
Speaking of scoops, you ain't gonna use those for it.
Salsa water, keep on running.
Oh, that's a good jam.
So Lay's is debuting potato chips flavored like their other chips. Because the world is a simulation.
What did you just say?
We're all living in a simulation, Cody Mack.
So I'm going to have like salt and vinegar flavored salt and vinegar chips?
No. You're going to have Cool Ranch Dorito flavored potato chips.
What? I do already.
You're going to have Cheetos flavored potato chips.
What? What? I do. I already have Cheetos.
You're going to have Funyuns flavored potato chips.
But I already had Funyuns.
Living in a simulation. Yes, we're all doing.
I don't understand.
That's what they're doing. They're
I
taking
don't
their
understand.
Like.
We already have Doritos flavored
potato
chips.
Well, we don't have
chips.
Them on potato chips.
Wait.
You dumb bastard. And we don't have Funyuns flavors on potato chips.
I don't understand. They are potato chips.
No,
though.
They're not potato chips. They're potato chips.
What
with
are
the
Doritos
flavors.
Then?
They're tortilla chips.
Oh, my God.
They're tortilla chips.
Oh, my head. Oh,
you know
my
what I'm saying, man?
My big round
my
head.
My tiny little brain.
Oh, big round head, tiny little brain.
So that's what it is.
No. That just sounds, again, that, you know what that is?
What?
That's someone that ran the Lay's regular crappy plain potato chips.
Yeah.
And they ran them through and hit the Doritos button on accident, and they got sprayed with all
like,
that crap,
oh,
and they were like,
oh, crap, we got all these Doritos.
We're not throwing away Doritos sprayed Lay's chips.
Bag them up, bro.
Yep. No. Nope. Dumbasses.
Like, this was definitely a pitch that happened on the weekend after the guy forgot he had to make a pitch, right?
Yep.
Like, they came in Monday, and they're like, Cody, we gotta hear, what's your new potato chip flavors?
Huh?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hear me out.
You know how we got Cool Ranch Doritos?
Yeah.
That. What do you mean, that? We use that, you know, but we use it on the things.
You're welcome.
I'll be in my office.
No, like, so right there, Josh, see how you're eating those Cheetos?
Yeah.
That's a flavor.
Yes, Cody, it is a flavor, but that's on our Cheetos.
Yeah, but.
You're missing a market where that flavor could be on a chip. Okay, so.
Carol gets it. See?
Yeah, everybody gets it.
Unbelievable.
Everybody gets it.
Cheetos, put a chip.
Thank you.
At least that one I could see where, like, they're like, okay, I understand, but to lead it, you know, I mean, to say everything else, no, Doritos, but a chip.
And of all the chip flavors you would use, where does Funyuns come from?
Right, now I just want some, hey, you know that sour cream and onion flavored chip we have? Yeah, I don't really like that, but a lot of people do. Okay, yeah, what about it? What if it tasted like ass?
Yeah, get rid of the sour cream, just the onion.
Just trash.
Nobody buys Funyuns.
Stoners.
They do.
Yeah. Weeds.
Show
weed
of hands,
smokers.
Text line, and Twitch. Who are you out there buying Funyuns?
You bought Funyuns because you were high. Raise your hand. Don't lie. Don't even lie.
And then to be on a chip flavor, like Cody's right. It already exists as a Funyun.
It's right there.
I don't need it as a chip.
Well, yeah, but if I want that spray on a crappy Lay's regular potato chip.
And Rico texting and saying nobody eats Cool Ranch Doritos either. Don't even get me going, Rico.
I love those.
You and me must be the only two people who don't eat them because every psychopath on this text line loves Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yeah, I like all of them.
I think Cool Ranch Dorito tastes like stomach acid.
Oh, it's awesome. My stomach acid is my favorite flavor.
So gross.
That's the best flavor.
Look at all you that likes Funyuns. All right.
None of you like Funyuns.
That must be why that was choice number three for them.
Yeah, and you're all stoners. Every one of you. Look at you all saying, yeah, me. Yeah, and you're all stony McPotters.
Yeah, Scurvy, you're absolutely right. They taste like feet Doritos.
Good. I'll eat feet.
Cool Ranch.
I'll suck on your toes right now.
And because I love both of those. Really, if you take all three of those things separately, I love them.
What,
I love
on toes?
Well, I love Doritos.
Yeah.
I love Ranch.
Yeah.
I love being cool.
Yeah.
If you take Cool Ranch Doritos.
It's the fact that cool isn't a flavor.
Yeah.
Like that, cool. That's not a flavor, Bob.
Yeah, but Cool Ranch is.
What it is.
Like that meme that was going around where it says, I don't know what the hell a Sharkleberry Finn is, but it sure as hell ain't a flavor.
Yeah.
It is, though.
Tastes the actual little kick of Sharkle in there.
It is, though. Look at, I love Funyuns and don't even smoke weed.
Yeah, right. Sure you don't.
Who's buying Funyuns?
You're lying. You're smoking all the reefer weeds and buying big old bags of Funyuns.
What's your new flavor ideas for these chips? See those chips? Just put them on those chips.
Oh, yeah, make the chips the other chips.
Do the two chip. Do that chip with that chip.
You know Doritos? Make them ruffled.
This game sucks. I hate this game so much.
It's stupid. We're in the dark, man.
We're playing the Hunter Call of the Wild.
In the dark.
On our Twitch stream, and for some reason they're making us hunt in the middle of the night, and you can't see anything, and this game sucks. Everything about it sucks, and I hate it so much. Stupid game. Stupid damn game.
You can't play nice. We're going to take it from you. It'll be your cousin's turn.
Anyways, Cody, before we get out of here, for your leftovers... What?
You gave me a vocalization warning.
The average American has $116 in unused gift cards.
Wow.
New survey found that 51% of us have gift cards just sitting around. The average will be $116.
Yeah, I agree. I've got a bunch that I...
We got a couple right before, you know, like COVID that, you know, Fandango to go to the movies. So we didn't go to the movies.
Yeah, that's a lot of mine. Like, I have a bunch for, like, that Apex in the mall. A couple different food ones.
Just got to get out there and use them, man.
I mean...
You want to get out there and use it, I'll tell you what.
Just trying to eat.
This guy's out here trying to eat! Griffin is up next. We will talk to you guys tomorrow morning. Be excellent to each other.